Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Will Patrick Mahomes play after what was diagnosed as a high ankle sprain against Cleveland? He got hurt in the fourth quarter, did not return, noticeably limping afterwards. X-rays were taken afterwards. They said it was negative. He did not break it. Here is Mahomes at the podium today giving an update on his ankle.
I mean, I think it's done good with the treatment and the work that we've gotten in. I mean, obviously, it's a short amount of time, but I thought we had a good day yesterday, and we had good work after the game as well. So I'll get to work at practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at, and making the best decision then. Jacksonville was worse, I would say. I mean, that one was pretty significant. I mean, this one didn't feel good by any means. But the Jacksonville one, just the way I got caught, I didn't really get the – this last one, I kind of got my feet out at the very end, whereas that Jacksonville one I didn't really get to. Obviously, it's responded better, quicker. I think that would be the best thing to say. But I want to be in a better spot than I was in that next game going up against the Bengals. So I'll try to see if I can get there.
Hey, hello, Kermit the Frog here.
That was Patrick Mahomes. He's like the Texas Heat. I never, and maybe some of you, I will never get used to opening up the door and walking out to the Texas Heat or sitting on it.
Been here my whole life. Never.
I've never gotten used to just when I hear that voice that is, that's actually a person's voice. I have called it from the beginning, and every time
love ketchup.
That's what he's carrying around. That's what the good Lord gave him. Now, certainly he blessed him with some other talent.
Yeah,
some trade off. But damn, that just every time you hear that, it's just like God, dog, man. That's how that man talks.
I really hope I can play on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if he couldn't sling the football the way he slings it, and ultimately make the money he makes, that would be a tough one to get over. A lot of times, I would think in the streets.
A bit we used to do. We'd have to carry Pat. Every week, we'd have to have his press conference every week like we do Stroud. We did a deal, started make Mahomes sound sexy again. So we would have listeners vote on, like, you know, R&B songs or ballads or whatever sexy songs, and whichever one would win, we'd play it underneath Pat to try to see if his voice sounds better up against.
With some R&B in the background?
Or I mean, it wasn't just R&B, any ballads. I think Poison slid in there with a couple of ballads. Yeah, you know that. A little Jodeci, a little bit of... One time, we kind of got in trouble when we played that T-shirt panties on right underneath. But that was... Because, I mean, his voice just is wild. All right. That was before they practiced. Then he went on the practice field. There's video of it, Clint. He is had his both ankles taped up, but he was in pads, and he was going through stretches. They had a light practice. Clint, you've been around football, understand the league. It is Tuesday. This is the first day that they could practice. For you, what does that mean in your mind, that the first day that he could practice, he is in pads, stretching on the field, legs or, you know, ankles taped up. He is out there on the practice.
My man's playing.
Yeah.
I think Mahomes,
like, they wouldn't even take a chance with it, would they?
I don't think it's up to them. I give Mahomes a hard time with some of the limping around and acting like you hurt here and there and all that. I think there's some diva, some whatever you want to call it, whatever tendencies there. But at the end of the day, he's exactly what you want in a teammate. He is going to do everything that he can. If it's during the game, he's going to get his ass back out there. If it's at practice like this, he's not going to sit around and not practice for 2-3 days and then go, oh, yeah, I can play. He's going to get out there. He's going to push it. He's going to be with his fellas. He's going to literally push it every single day to see exactly, you know, to what level the coaches can ask him, because he's going to play. Let's be completely clear.
So you'd be surprised now.
I'd be shocked. He just told you. This was not as near as bad as Jacksonville. I got my foot out a little bit. He's gonna play. He's gonna practice. And when they get done, the coaches. This is the key. This is why it's so beautiful. The coaches are gonna know exactly what they can ask him to do and not ask him to do. They're gonna know.
You think he is legit? There's a legit injury.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I think there's a legit injury there. I think there's just. You know, I think there's a tendency when Pat, like, I don't think Pat always gets up and is like, don't limp, don't cry, don't limp, get to the side and just move. I think there's a lot of times he gets up and he plays into it a little bit. But when it comes down to it of getting back on the field, when it comes down to it of practicing and doing what you need to do to put your team in the best position to win a game from a preparation standpoint, I think Pat Mahomes is the ideal dude. I mean, it'd be real easy for Pat Mahomes to be in that training room right now and not be out there with his team. Be in that training room, jacking around and take a couple of days off. But instead, he tapes that thing up, goes out there, probably hurts like hell, and he's going to push it and see how the ankle reacts in terms of swelling or not. And I respect the hell out of it. I commend the hell out of Pat.
I do think it's a sign, clearly, that it's a sign of, hey, man, it's kind of up to your pain threshold right now. You know what I mean? Because if there was any, like, if there was any situation where, hey, man, you know, this thing didn't blown up to a, like, a balloon or something like that, they wouldn't have him. They wouldn't have him out there. Not to even say he wouldn't play, but they wouldn't have him on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Out there the first day they have to practice. It's a, like, I would say it's a sign he's going to go.
I agree, but Ron, I think my point is I think Pat, like, I think in the days, Seth Payne had a rant a couple weeks ago about this, and I think this is spot on true.